Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Judy, you're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
We're all right. So you wanna fire up the lie detector?
I do. I have found out some things recently about my husband that I'm not too happy about, and confronted him about them. And of course, he didn't do anything wrong and hasn't done it. And so I want to put him on the lie detector test and see if I can find out the truth.
Okay. How long have you been married?
We've been married for 3.5 years now.
3.5 years. Mm-hmm. All right. What have you found, and when did you start finding it?
Well, about 3 weeks ago, he travels for his work every week. And about 3 weeks ago, there were two particular nights that he didn't answer his phone. And so then I decided, well, I'm just going to check his email. So I checked his email, and in his email, I had found some emails that he had sent to a woman that were very flirty. One of them said, hey, you know, call me, gave a cell phone number. The other one said, called the woman sexy and, said we should get together sometime. So I confronted him about those and he said, oh, it must have been his friend on his computer playing around. Okay.
God. All right.
You know, keep looking.
Did you believe that?
Oh, no.
Okay. Did you call him out on it? Did you say, you're going to have to do better than that?
Yeah.
Just to respect our marriage and to respect me as a woman and my intelligence, what else do you have?
Absolutely. And, you know, he stuck to his story. He got home. We talked about it some more. And I started digging some more. Found some receipts for strip clubs.
Okay.
Admitted he had gone to the strip clubs. Didn't tell me. Had no clue. So he's going to strip clubs when he's out of town with his friend that he works with.
Okay, let me stop you there for a second because I have this theory about strip clubs that just being at the strip club itself, that's not incriminating. The time that you're at the strip club may say more about the person than the actual strip club appearance. Like if you're at – if the receipt is for 1:30 in the morning on a Friday or a Saturday night, acceptable. If it's for 11:30 or noon during the week, then you might have a problem.
Right.
So did you check the time?
No, I don't know the time. Okay. I don't know when it was, and I don't know what night it was either.
I would also say check the tab, like how much has been charged, and if you were there alone or with a group of people. Because to me, a group of guys going to a strip club, all having a good time, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you're going by yourself for a long extended period of time, starting at noon.
Problems.
What is the acceptable, a small sidebar that might pertain to her research as she does it, Bert, what's the acceptable number of people to go to a strip club? Because I almost think it's as weird to go with one other guy.
I was going
to
say three would
as
be the
it
minimum.
Is to go alone.
It has to be a group.
Yeah. Like if I said to Bert, hey, you want to have lunch today? Let's go down to, what is it, Aluva? Aluva?
Is that the name of the restaurant?
Let's go down to Aluva, just you and I.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
I think so. Yeah, it would have to be at least three of us.
That's what he's doing. He's going with one of the people that he travels with.
That's weird.
However, one of the times that he went with that man and the man's wife.
Oh, and the wife, okay.
And keep in mind, he's never taken me to a strip club.
I declare shenanigans.
Well, let me also ask a question. So he travels with this guy, and the guy's wife was on the business trip, too?
Correct.
And he didn't take you on the business trip?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so we got history here now, strip clubs. We got you going online, him using language that he should probably only be using on you. But he had a good excuse in that case. What else?
Well, I kept digging. Started going through his phone records. And started finding some weird numbers at, 11 o'clock at night. And, of course, I'm here at home. He's traveling. He calls me, tells me good night. He loves me. And looking at the phone records, well, he wasn't going to bed. He was calling some local numbers. I started calling the local numbers. And there were escort services. And I have found escort services in three different cities that he has visited that he called.
And when you confronted him on that, he said...
Well, the first one I found, there was probably about 10 different escort services in one night.
You mean he
said, oh, me and my friend were playing. We were seeing who could get the cheapest deal.
Your husband has quite a sense of humor.
Yeah,
he's lucky.
Yeah, is your husband
phone scamming them all?
Yeah, is your husband 16?
Right.
I got to be honest with you. Like, it's weird to comparison shop that much.
Well, yeah, I was
like 10 phone calls.
I've never shopped around for that kind of thing. I bet you could we could get it all hooked up with Clark Howard. He knows, right?
Yeah.
Well, you just go to his website, I'm sure.
He would know he's got the cheapest escort.
But I find...
Is that something you want to skimp on, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can understand, like...
Yeah.
I can understand making maybe one or two phone calls.
I don't want the generic brand.
Yeah, to make sure that you're not, you know, like, if you call the first one, they're like, what, $1,000 an hour?
Well, like, you might call this. You can find them anywhere between $250 and $500 an hour.
Right. And then you make one more phone call to make sure that the first one wasn't like way crazy.
Yeah.
But then when you're on phone call number seven, like, what are you getting?
So
you're going to go, some one legged person coming in there who may or may not have a penis.
So you asked, or you at, when you called.
And like, this is more than one city, she said, too.
Yeah. So you call, and you got all this information from all these escort services.
Well, of course, the escort services aren't too friendly to me. They don't want to talk to me.
Sure.
When I call, I just know that they're escort services.
Okay.
And, of course, when you reverse look up the phone number on the internet, it tells you, you know, 9 times out of 10, the name of the escort service.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, it would be fascinating to talk to the people who answer the phone at those escort services on how many calls they get from women that they know are fishing around.
I don't know. But they start not to speak English.
Is that right? Like midway through the conversation?
I freaking hate that.
So how many cities are we talking about here?
Right now I have three.
Three different cities. And he claims that he goes to three different cities with the same guy. And this is their inside joke that every time they're in a new city, they just call escort services?
Well, no. He said he only did that in one city. The other two cities, he was just bored.
Hmm.
I gotta be honest with you.
What are you doing? Like, I'm just sitting here listening to all this stacking up. Like, right. What? I mean, what?
Why do you need the lie detector?
Yeah.
Really?
What are you doing? I mean, you know, right?
In a case like this,
I mean, do you have any shred of hope that he's?
I do. I have that shred of hope. Aww. I love my husband, and I want him to be telling the truth, and for him just to say, okay, well, I didn't feel like you loved me, so I was playing around, but I never did anything. That's what I'm looking for.
And would you believe that story?
If
on a lie detector test, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, if he passed the lie detector.
But right now, no, I'm having a real hard time with it.
I bet. Now, his job, is it a pretty prominent job where he's traveling? Because there's a part of me that, I mean, if you really want to make this work, things have to change. You really think?
And they have, and he has quit traveling because I told him that it ain't going to work like that. But, you know, here I am. I'm trying to move forward and get over it, but I've become obsessed with checking on what he's doing.
How long ago was the last trip where you found this stuff?
About 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, so he's quit traveling?
Yes.
Since then.
Since then.
Correct.
Like, when a case like this is so obvious to the rest of us, what we'd like to do is ask you if a friend of yours was coming to you with the exact same examples that you're giving today, the same facts, what would you say to your friend?
I'd tell my friend to get the hell out.
Okay.
She's crazy if she believed him. That's exactly what I'd say.
But you want 100% proof.
Well,
and that's why
him.
You think the lie detector.
He's never lied to me before. Never.
Yes, he has.
That you know of.
Until I found out these past 3 weeks. So we're looking at a 3.5-year history of no lying.
No lying that you've caught.
Well, okay. Let's just stick to what we know.
Okay.
Just to what
I'm just saying.
Do you guys have kids?
Yes.
Okay. How many?
We have one child together. We have a 2-year-old together, and we have I have two other children.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Hey, I just have the biggest piece of advice. I just went through this past weekend. I'm engaged to someone. I'm 10 weeks pregnant, and the same thing started happening to me. Phone calls and things like that, being sneaky. He didn't want me to see his phone, and he's the most upstanding guy in our community. Sheriff's deputy, he's great, everything's wonderful. And he lies, no, nothing's going on, you don't trust me. Sweetheart, you have all the evidence in front of you. Don't do like I did. I'm now having a child with him, and he's gone. He flat out is making excuses for everything, and I've caught him for everything he's done. You don't need a lie detector. Take the advice that you gave your friend, because all you're doing is causing yourself heartache. Don't do it. I mean, I'm miserable now.
I'm sorry. Is it because of the kids, Judy?
Well, you know what? I love him. My kids love him. He's a wonderful dad. He's a wonderful stepdad. I mean, he's amazing. In every other aspect of our life, he's amazing.
Does he know that you want to put him on the lie detector?
Yes. Well, we've discussed it. We have started going to marriage counseling. And, you know, the counselor said whatever she needs you to do to prove, you need to do it. A lie detector was mentioned, and he said that he wasn't really crazy about it. He did not want to do one. Mm-hmm. He wanted me to do research on lie detectors and find out how accurate they were. And he's not crazy about it, so I don't know if he'll do it or not.
Well, I mean, I can certainly call him today and try. I don't know if you want to warn him that it's coming or it's not. And then after you get the results, you guys can debate, you know, the accuracy of the results and stuff like that. But according to this website, it's pretty accurate. It's really accurate.
And they'll give you percentages. Like, it's a number thing, too. It's not like, oh, maybe he is or maybe he isn't. Like, it'll say 90% dishonest.
Right.
Or 90% honest.
Right.
Which I'm sure he is.
So if you want me to make the call today, I'll make it. You sure?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to lose at this point.
Well, I think, you know, the thought that's going through my mind is the only way marriage counseling is going to work is everybody's honest in that session.
Correct. Right. And that's my thing. I want to know the truth.
But I think you already know what the results are going to be. I mean, I don't think it's going to be shocking.
Right.
I'd be more shocked. Wouldn't you be more shocked if he passed?
I would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a case like this, for sure.
I would.
I just think you have to figure out what you're going to do with the news regardless. Like, are you going to stay anyway and figure it out, which a lot of women do?
Right.
Or are you going to completely walk out the door if you find out that he's not been telling you the truth? Because I think you know what the answer is going to be. You just have to decide what that means for you.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
And
what that means for your kids and all that kind of stuff. Because that changes things, you know?
It does.
I'm assuming, like, your self-defense mechanism has already kicked in. Like, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that you've played this out in your mind already, that you having to split up assets, you having to take the children somewhere else. Because in your mind, you know the dude is lying to you. So at some point, you must have played the scenario in your head.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right,
I've thought about, okay, even if I get the truth, you know, can we work it out? Can we fix it?
That's what you have to decide. Before you find out the concrete evidence, you know?
Right. I just want the 100% truth.
Okay. I mean, it's just so, I'm so sorry. It's just
it's
the lying is not worth it. The going behind the back's not worth it. I mean,
I think I found out it so much. You know, it's like if I took him to court, as our counselor said, I could probably convict him from what I have right now. But she says his story is not going to change. That's obvious.
Okay, let me put you on hold, and I'll give him a call later on. Maybe I'll call you first and just get some more details. And I'll call him later on today, and I'll let him know he's on the lie detector. I don't know if you want to warn him or not, but he'll know. And I'll tell him it's going to be played on the radio also. I have to do that legally. And then I'll ask him a whole bunch of questions, and we'll see how he does.
Okay.
And like I said, in a case like this, I think we'll all be shocked if it comes out like he's not lying at all.
Right.
All right, hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. Ugh, I don't even know why she needs it.
Because
she just needs 100% certainty. And the worst thing that can happen is if he's not lying at all, if it comes up, if he's able to lie his way through the lie detector, it's the worst possible thing that can happen because he's obviously doing it.
Right. And if he somehow passes, that right. she'll always be reluctant.
She'll be like, oh, well, the lie detector said.
Well, I mean, anybody in this room, I mean, when you're in love with somebody, you give them, you will give them far more leeway. Mm-hmm. It's easiest for us to say whatever, but she's got three children in this relationship and is still in love with him. But what I think is she has not even stomached is the fact that he's been doing this to her probably for 3 years.
Well, I don't think she's leaving. That's why I kept pressing her on that. I don't think she's leaving even if she does find out, because she's already saying he's an amazing dad, he's an amazing stepdad, he's amazing in every other part of our life. I think she's going to swallow it and move on anyway. So why then get the solid proof? I mean, right. I don't want to ruin our lie detector radio
bit. I agree with you.
But why even go through with all of that? Why not hold on to that shred of hope if you're going to stay anyway once you have the concrete proof?
She can't, because she will always check the email, always check the phone call. That it's staying there and... You never do. Women, you never do.
Well, I'll call her one last time today and just go, you sure you want to do this? I mean, it's going to give you, we'll try it if you want, but we'll see.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.